As protesters around the world are calling for an end to racial injustice, the CEO of the company CrossFit stepped down yesterday, days after he tweeted out inflammatory and racist remarks. Brenda Salinas has more.
CrossFitters love their sport. They go to a kitted-out warehouse, lift heavy weights, sweat a lot, all while others cheer them on. The company took off in the 2000s with international competitions and thousands of gyms paying to use the name CrossFit. Greg Glassman, the founder of CrossFit, is no stranger to controversy. His comments in the past have mostly won him attention, nothing more. But now, things have changed.
We're not mourning for George Floyd. I don't think me or any of my staff are.
That's Glassman speaking to gym owners on a Zoom call. Less than 2 hours after this audio was surfaced by BuzzFeed yesterday, Glassman had stepped down. But the controversy started over the weekend when he conflated the coronavirus pandemic with the police killing of George Floyd. He tweeted, "It's Floyd 19.
Which is incredibly inflammatory, insensitive, thoughtless. It's awful.
Armin Hammer is a CrossFit commentator. Over 1,000 gyms have said they're not going to pay to use the brand's name anymore. Top athletes are boycotting the CrossFit Games, the Olympics of the sport. Reebok has cut ties.
CrossFit as a company is getting hit by all sides. I mean, their affiliates are vocally upset. The sponsors are upset. The trainers are upset.
Glassman first apologized and finally resigned as the company tried hard to save face and its brand. Elizabeth Akinwale is a CrossFit star. She's been vocal about the sport's bro culture for years.
People are experiencing in-person harassment. So speak English in this gym, et cetera, working out at a CrossFit gym. And a member tells ownership, "I feel uncomfortable when you play music with the N-word. I'm, you know, one of very few people of color." And ownership saying, "Too bad."
Akinwale posted a video on Instagram 3 years ago discussing racism in CrossFit. It only started taking off when she reposted it this week.
Just like when you're competing in athletics, when you see an opening, you strike. That's exactly what's happening right now. There's a moment where people's minds are being open to different things. And this is the moment we need to take advantage of.
That might mean a culture change at CrossFit, the sport they love. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Salinas.